Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
And that's why I say, you know, sometimes you can't plan. You can try and force things, but sometimes the timing of the universe or whatever you want to put it up to is wild. It's just wild because when I finished my acting degree and I was trying to get acting work in Ireland, I ended up getting stunt work on The Vikings, the TV show. And I was like, I don't have a clue what I'm doing, but I gotta figure something out. So I went down to a wrestling school, and it was the guy that was teaching the wrestling school, Joe, that said, would you think about going for a WWE tryout? Because I think you'd get it. Yeah, that was it. And he had just gotten accepted. Him and his girlfriend at the time, Rachel, who was one of my best friends, they'd both gotten accepted to WWE, and he suggested me go, even though at this time I had decided I was going to move back to New York. I lived in New York briefly. I was going to move back there. I was going to pursue, you know, acting, trying to get into more theater. And when he said that, it was just like,
excited
this is
you.
It. This, wow. It was just this pull. It was this instinct, you know, after feeling like I was forcing everything for so many years. But the thing is if I had gotten signed when I was 19, when I wanted to, I wouldn't have ended up where I am now. Mm. You know, like, I would have been mouthy. I wouldn't have understood life. I would have had this ego. I would have messed everything up. Probably burnt more bridges, and then I would just would have been, who knows what would have happened. But all of these other things that were happening, and I was trying to figure out life, and I was getting all this experience, helped so much. But then I ended up in the perfect place at the perfect time with the perfect people and with this drive to change things and change how the women were booked. And all of a sudden, what I wanted to do back then didn't seem so crazy now. Mm-hmm.
So you do this scene as like a stunt person from the TV show.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, let's put you through some training to be able to do the stunt training, right?
Yeah.
And brings you back to kind of like the wrestling roots.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I think you can make this, I guess this is a school for the WWE? Or is it like a tryout?
So you go for a tryout, and then if you get that tryout, they'll give you a contract to NXT, which is the developmental brand. And then you can go and learn to be a WWE superstar.
Wow. So we said, do the tryout. I think you'll make it and go into kind of the underground, the up and coming.
And as soon as he said it, I was like, oh, yeah.
And what happened?
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
But like, I went in there with this mindset of, there is no way they will not want me.
Wow.
There's no way. Look at my experience. I'm like a full trained actor, but I've also had this experience of main eventing in Japan. And
wow.
I'm a stunt woman. And I was like, there's no, how would they not want me? I've done a bodybuilding competition.
Right.
I like amassed all of this wacky experience.
Interesting.
To where I was like super confident. There is no way that these people are refusing me a contract. And then I was also like, I will die before I quit.
Wow.
Because they put you through all these drills, which...
And a lot of people quit.
Yeah. Yeah, they gave up.
How many people came in when you were there? Or how many people were there when you were there versus, I guess, a few years later?
Well, the triad, there was 30 people. Two people got offered a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many people... When I started... I was the first class of this brand new performance center that they had opened in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my first day, and they were like, look to the person left and look to the person right, because they're not going to make it. One of you isn't going to make it. Not, you know, it was the likelihood is only one of you are going to make it. Many, many of us made it, and some have come and gone over the years. Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't know that I'm going to make it.
Really?
Well, no, like... Outwardly, I could be like, I could see why I wouldn't make it. But there was still this, I was so scared of not making it, and I was so scared of failing. But there was just this little voice of like, this is what you're meant to do. You will main event wrestling. And with absolutely no reason to believe it, by the way, it was terrible. I was so insecure because now I was with, by the most beautiful women I'd ever seen. These giant behemoths of men that just looked like superstars. And then there was me, the perfectly average girl from Dublin, who just felt like she had something. I feel like I have something to offer.
How many people were there? How many men and women are at this first day?
Gosh, I think there was like maybe 10 women and like 50 dudes or something like that. Yeah. We were really outnumbered back then.
Wow.
Really outnumbered back then. But yeah. I was like, no.
How did you not lose your confidence going in?
Oh, I did.
You did?
Oh, completely lost, gone. As soon as I walked in that building, woof, gone. Gone, it was gone. Anything that I had in the tryout was completely gone and just continued to just be dwindled away as I went through the first few months into, I would say, the first year. And it wasn't until I had this breakdown, and I remember crying from the depths of my soul to my friend Frenchie. I just felt like I was doing everything I could to become better. But I wasn't becoming better. Like, I was just in my own way. And I remember another one of my friends, I remember him saying, sometimes you have a bad day. Maybe you'll have a bad week, but nobody has a bad month. I was like, buddy, I've had a bad 7 months. Like, I'm screwed. But I remember just thinking, I'm not a bad person. Like, I suck right now, but I love this. And at least I'm not a bad person. And for some weird reason, that gave me a bit more confidence. I don't know why. I think because maybe there's this old thought of wrestling, or maybe any sport or endeavor that's competitive, where you kind of have to be cutthroat. And I hate that. I don't like that. Especially in something like wrestling, where you're not doing it on your own. You're not making history on your own. Everything is a team effort. Yes, you want to be the best, but like rising tides and all that jazz.
Everything's a collaboration.
Everything's a collaboration.
Even when you're competing, you're collaborating.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to be able to change the trajectory of women's wrestling by myself. I needed a group of women, which I was there with, who all had the same goal. It was myself, Sasha, Charlotte and Bailey, and we all, and Paige and Emma and other girls that were there, and we all wanted this different future for the sport. And we were all working together, but there was this feeling of, okay, I'm not willing to cut anybody's throat to get on top. That made me feel like, okay, all right, well, maybe that mentality will help me. I don't need to be the biggest name in the business. I just need to do this. I just need to make a living out of it. I just need to be able to tell stories.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.